A report recently released by the Accessible Technology Initiative at California State University has cautioned U.S. universities on campus-wide adoption of Google Apps for Education due to accessibility issues found in these products. Today, we are joined in the studio by Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology for Media Access Australia, who's going to tell us more about the report and its implications. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, what are Google Apps for Education?
Well, Google Apps is a suite of software such as Google Email or Gmail, as well as collaboration tools like Google Docs, Google Calendar, and Google Chat, all of which can be accessed online. If we take the example of Google Docs, Google Docs is more or less your equivalent to Microsoft Word, which is used to create word processing documents. One of the key differences, though, is that currently Microsoft Word will be installed on your individual computer or your personal computer, whereas Google Docs is actually available on the internet. So wherever you are, you can use a web browser like Internet Explorer to use Google Docs to create documents. These apps are actually commonly called cloud-based apps because they live in this ethereal cloud, which is the internet.
So what sort of accessible issues were found in these products?
Well, the report found that most products had significant accessibility problems which inhibited users of assistive technology, like screen readers, from successful regular use of the product. So some of the issues that they found were that navigating via the keyboard was difficult or sometimes impossible for certain apps. Most of the forms were not fully accessible, and all things clickable were not always recognised as clickable. So, for example, items like a checkbox were spoken but not actually identified as a checkbox. The report did say there were some workarounds for accessibility issues that could be investigated, such as third-party tools that provide synchronization between Microsoft Office and Google Apps. But, of course, this doesn't really address the main issue, which is that the Google Apps themselves aren't terribly accessible.
Why is the accessibility of products such as these so important?
Well, what we're starting to see is that more and more software is moving into this cloud area. And the concern, of course, is that companies who develop these products are not doing so with accessibility in mind a lot of the time. So take Google Apps for Education as an example. Google is promoting these apps as a solution for schools and tertiary institutions, which would essentially replace the likes of Microsoft Office. The accessibility of Microsoft Office on Windows is quite advanced. However, if these education institutes adopt Google Apps as it currently stands, people with disabilities will be severely disadvantaged. Now, generally, the accessibility of cloud-based apps isn't as good as their desktop equivalents. And when we see the likes of Google openly acknowledging that, for instance, between 40 and 50% of the accessibility guidelines are not fully supported in Google Apps, then it really is a real worry.
What were the recommendations for the adoption of these apps?
The report actually broke it up into three separate recommendations. The first one was that there be limited adoption or use of Google Forms, Site and Gmail Chat for all users. So these were the ones that came up as, I guess, having the worst accessibility. That apps like Google Docs, Spreadsheets, Presentation and Calendar be used by administrative staff only, and that there be limited use of Google Docs, Spreadsheet, Presentation, Forms, etc., just for the student base. So all in all, they sort of broke it up into three tiers, but overall the apps still weren't wholly accessible.
Is this going to happen, though?
Well, look, in the US, because of the way their policies are set up, I doubt that any university will actually adopt Google Apps, because they'll really leave themselves open to litigation. But, of course, these apps are currently available. Things like Gmail and Google Docs are available to all people.
Yes.
So that essentially means that the average user cannot actually use these apps. So, you know, it's really a problem.
Certainly is. Well, for more information on access to digital technology and online media for the blind and vision impaired, visit the Media Access Australia website, www.mediaaccess.org.au, or phone 02 9212 6242. Thank you, Sarah.
No problem, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology for Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.